USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization has reported a record number of new daily coronavirus cases. The global body said 106,000 new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours, the most in a single day. The number of cases worldwide is nearing 5 million. As all 50 states have taken steps to reopen their economies, President Trump provided an upbeat economic outlook.
States are opening up, some rapidly, safely, and we look forward to that, and I think we're going to get back. We're going to have some very good numbers, I project. I think that we will have a great transition period, which is third quarter. I think you're going to have a very good fourth quarter.
After canceling the face-to-face G7 summit in favor of a video conference, President Trump now says he's considering holding the gathering on or near the original June date. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
House lawmakers will be able to cast votes and conduct committee meetings remotely for the next month and a half under a new rule from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She used the authority under new House rules to allow remote participation for as many as 45 days during a public health emergency. The measure was approved largely along party lines in a vote last week. Under the measure, a single representative in the lower chamber can act as a proxy for as many as 10 lawmakers for floor votes. It also allows committees to hold remote hearings and to mark up legislation. The Republican-led Senate has already begun resuming in-person sessions. Parts of central Michigan are underwater due to major flooding along the Tittabawassee River after days of heavy rain. More than 10,000 people are being evacuated around the town of Midland. President Trump says he's sending help by way of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Brand new TV shows normally kick off in the fall, but that probably won't happen this year. As USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Viacom CBS pitching media planners and buyers on the CBS fall schedule, but the entire lineup hinges on the hope that production, which shut down in March because of the virus, can resume soon. The fall schedule for now, though, includes only two new series. A comedy created by Chuck Lorre called Be Positive is about a man looking for a kidney donor. The other fall newbie is a reboot of the 80s series The Equalizer, Queen Latifah stepping into the lead role as an anonymous guardian angel to the downtrodden. A CBS official saying that it's highly unlikely 90% of the network's schedule will be able to launch during the traditional premiere week in late September. And the move comes after Fox and the CW, the only other broadcasters to announce fall schedules, are seriously changing up their lineups with acquired series and other stopgaps in the event that full-scale production is not able to resume anytime soon.
CBS has announced plans to air the 47th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards ceremony on June 26th. Nominations in key categories are to be announced on Thursday's edition of The Talk. Both the nominations announcement and the prize presentation will be taped using video conference technology and social distancing practices that were enacted to slow the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.